I am making an announcement here about my new invention. This is going to be an epic show, but I'll tell you right now, if you want to get a head start before everybody else, go right now to mastermanifestkit.com. Manifest is spelled M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, mastermanifestkit.com, and check out what's there. But, okay, this podcast has been years in the making, so let's get started. I want to begin with amoebas. An amoeba has always fascinated me because an amoeba is just a single-celled blob. It has no brain, no nervous system, but it's alive. It's somehow alive. It can hunt for food. It prefers certain kinds of water. What is this force that animates this thing? What does alive mean? What is this energy, this interface? Well, for thousands of years, lots and lots of great minds have been exploring this. And the conclusion has been that there is some kind of a bioenergy that we don't fully understand. Some cultures have called it chi or ki or prana, but it is that thing, that energy that animates a living being. And it's what makes us alive, and lack of it is what makes us dead. A lot of people have studied this, but one of the most prominent was a psychoanalyst and doctor, a medical doctor, named Wilhelm Reich. He was Austrian, born in 1897, and he died in 1957 in prison at the age of 60 years old. Now, this guy was a friend of people like Sigmund Freud and Albert Einstein. So why did he die in prison at the age of 60? Well, that's because that his work was so controversial. He was trying to help to heal people in ways that were not authorized. And so, yes, the man was imprisoned after his books were burned. He believed that this bioenergy was called, well, it was something he called orgon. And it comes from that root word, org, same as an organism. It's a life energy similar to that chi, ki, or that prana. But what made his view of orgon as this life energy a little different is that he was interested in figuring out how it could connect to technology. And it seemed that he had an interest in electricity because we know that electricity can create the appearance of life. For example, you can hook up electrodes to a dead frog and make its legs jump around. But that doesn't actually make it alive. But he was studying electricity and different concepts of how to store up electricity, and he thought maybe bioenergy had to be related to it in the same way that magnetism is. And he apparently came up with this thing, which we now call an orgon accumulator. And it's my impression that it really started with his study of electrical capacitors. And I've talked about this before, I won't get too far into it, but an electrical capacitor is just any little device that has alternating conductive and non-conductive plates stacked against each other. So, for example, a very simple one would be just like a little plastic cup, like a drinking cup at a party, a little Dixie cup, and you have some aluminum foil on the inside and then some aluminum foil on the outside. The two layers of foil are not connected. And then if you apply an electrical charge to either one of those pieces of aluminum foil, and you can do that in many different ways, especially if you have like a little electrostatic generator like a Van de Graaff, what happens is that electricity builds up to a certain critical point, and then boom, it discharges. It operates like a little passive battery in a way. And you can have something like a little container with, oh, you know, alternating layers of wood and metal, or glass and metal, and you can make an electrical capacitor. But he thought, well, maybe something similar to this could store bioenergy, but instead of alternating layers of conductors and non-conductors, what if you alternated layers of organic and inorganic material? So we're talking about maybe something like layers of cotton with still wool, because cotton is organic and still wool is inorganic. That would be one type. Or you might have something like wood, part of a tree, layer with layers of a mineral, because again, organic and inorganic. So it's almost like a capacitor, except instead of conductors and non-conductors, you have organic and inorganic things stacked. And you could make this in any shape that you want. It can be in a container like a jar, or it could be in the shape of a box. It can be huge. It can be tiny. These are orgone accumulators. And the idea is that these act like capacitors for orgone energy, bioenergy. They sit there and they store up bioenergy and can then exude it and express it and create a bioenergy boost that can help the world in many different ways. And, you know, we are living things, yet we are mainly empty space, carbon, and water. And strange things do happen when humans come into contact with orgone accumulators. You can get all kinds of weird sensations. I did an event here in Vegas one time, and I made some little orgone accumulators and handed them out to the crowd. And one lady whom I've known for years, her name is Christy, as soon as she got it, she said, "Oh my God, look, it was sticking to her hand." There's no reason it should be doing that. A lot of people feel like a cool breeze that comes out of these things, almost like an ion wind. Some people get a buzzing feeling or a warmth. Different substances can also cause different effects, like using fiberglass and steel wool versus like pieces of wood and pieces of rock or whatever. So anyway, humans, like I say, have an enormous amount of water in their bodies. The brain has 75% water, heart 79% water. So water is life energy, and water conducts orgone. Well, what else is water-based on Earth? Well, weather is. And so it may be that this orgone energy coming from these accumulators can actually act as a connector between ourselves as living beings and the Earth and weather systems, that they all are interrelated as one giant living being. But these tools can help you, these orgone accumulators can help you sort of tap into these different forms of energy and change them and manipulate them. And so Wilhelm Reich, he started doing experiments where he would take people who were sick and he would just put them inside of a huge box that acted as an orgone accumulator. It had layers all around it of organic and inorganic material, and the people would sit there and relax, and they would come out and claim that they felt absolutely regenerated. And I mean, a lot of people said this is a miracle breakthrough. But again, this is at a time when quackery was big. And at that time, you know, he was getting in trouble for that. But he was experimenting not only with how orgone energy could maybe help people, but he was also experimenting with how it could be used to manipulate the weather, and how it could even be used to attract UFOs. He saw all these connections, because the one thing we all have in common is this bioenergy. And I want you to think about something. You know how, like, when you watch the Superman movies or whatever, Superman shoots rays from his eyes? And there's always been this sense that humans literally shoot psychic power, bioenergy, through their eyes in the same way. In fact, when the Russians were experimenting with psychotronic weaponry in the Cold War era, they would often say that if you had a little psychotronic generator and you wanted to make the wheel spin on it, you would stare at it. That was the most effective thing to do, was to shoot the rays out of your eyes. And think about how you feel when you make eye contact with someone. Well, have you ever heard of cloud busting or cloud breaking. This is when you look at a cloud and you tell it what to do. You tell it to break up. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this cloud busting technique and how all of this continues to move toward Oregon technology, the human bioenergy, how we might be able to manipulate that, and furthermore, how all of this starts applying to chakras and properly energizing certain power points on your body to turn you into the ultimate manifester. And that's what this new invention is about. And again, the website there, if you want to go ahead and get a head start, is mastermanifestkit.com. Think about that. You have so much water in you. Your brain is 75% water. Your heart, 79% water. Water conducts argon, just like it conducts electricity. Weather is water-based. Cloud busting, this has been around for ages. The idea is that you go outside on a, you know, whatever kind of day, as long as you have clouds up there, and you just relax and you lay back and you pick a cloud and you just start staring at it intensely. You don't take your eyes away from it. It's okay to blink, but as you stare, staying fixated on this cloud, you just imagine it breaking up into pieces. And most people find that they can very quickly start making that cloud break into pieces. Maybe even exactly how you envisioned it, the shapes of the pieces and all that. I am very good at doing this. And so Reich thought, well, if that natural process works and we are projecting our argon and even Earth, our collective home here is a huge exchange of argon, can we create tools that will help you direct that energy between the Earth and the atmosphere? So he came up with designs that included these big, long metal rods that are specifically hooked into argon accumulators and then often directly into the Earth. Like you would have some type of a wire running to a stream or a creek or a natural source of water on Earth. And you control this thing with your mind, and it helps you to control the flow of water in the air, which is a gas, back down into the earth, into liquid or even solid, at a rate which is preferable to you, so that you can kind of shape the weather in your local environment. And so he invented these bizarre tools called cloud busters, which, again, they usually involve large metal rods that are put into the earth, operated using the human mind, and I have had great success using argon cloudbusters, Reich's cloudbusters. I could sit here and do a whole show for you about my successes, but we have a lot to cover in this podcast. But look, just if you're interested in this, go online and just read more about Reich's argon cloudbusters. His last name is spelled R-E-I-C-H. Reich's argon, and argon is spelled O-R-G-O-N-E, Reich's argon cloudbusters. Like I say, he even believed these cloudbusters could influence the appearance of UFOs, right? So I know this is a lot to process, but bear all of this in mind when you think about the concept of argon accumulators being some kind of a bioenergy battery, a power supply for human chi, ki, prana, perhaps even a battery for the very source of how we manifest things in general when we're trying to shape reality in some form. Now, let's move into kind of the next chapter, all right? There was a scientist who lived in India from 1858 to 1937, and his name was J.C. Bose. So he died at the ripe old age of 78. This scientist J.C. Bose, was one of the first people to start using crystals to detect radio waves as early as 1894. He saw in his lab how the crystals of all kinds, like I'm talking natural crystals, gemstone structures, crystals would resonate in the presence of electromagnetic pulses. And crystals are so sensitive to electromagnetic pulses because they have a very dense, compact, molecular lattice structure. They are what we call transducers. They're so sensitive, they can turn electromagnetic fields into physical forces, vibrations. Electricity hits them hard, kind of like a tree that won't give in the wind versus a tree that will bend. And so transducers take sort of like invisible energies and turn them into physical energies and vice versa. And crystals, you've probably heard about crystal radios that were a popular toy in the 1940s and 50s, especially. A crystal radio was a little kit that you could buy for next to nothing in a general store. And it had literally a little crystal of some kind inside of it, and there was a coil wrapped around it. And you could put a little earpiece in your ear and you could tune this little crystal and you could hear radio stations. Now, this thing did not have a battery. You didn't plug it into the wall or any power supply. It was a passive receiver. And yet you could sit there and listen to the radio because this crystal was picking up those radio waves and they were being turned into an acoustic signal that you could hear in your ear. So there are all kinds of examples of why crystals are powerful. I mean, look, all of our modern technology is based on crystals. What do you think Silicon Valley is all about? Silicon is crystals. So crystals are excellent antennas for and filters of particular radio waves, particular types of energies. Therefore, crystals resonate in the presence of electromagnetic pulses. And humans are pulsing with electromagnetism. Now, I want you to remember that as I also ask you to recall this principle called sympathetic resonance. This is a principle in engineering. This is not some kind of New Age metaphysical woo-woo. Some of the examples I give of sympathetic resonance is if you have a room that's empty except for two identical pianos, and a man walks into that room and he walks up to one piano and bangs a chord, that second piano will play that same chord even though he doesn't go near it. You can see lots of examples of this also on the internet, people using tuning forks. You take two tuning forks that are identical sitting next to each other, and you hit one tuning fork and the other tuning fork responds and it starts resonating and making a tone as well. This is really the basis of modern day broadcasting prior to, internet based stuff. I mean, when we're sending signals through the air, it's based upon sympathetic resonance. So bearing that in mind, when you bring a particular type of crystal toward a particular spot of your body, what do you think happens? What happens is that part of your body is going to sympathize with the frequency the crystal is filtering. They're going to sync up. And keep this in mind. Humans, as a species, have supposedly been on this planet for about 200,000 years. Crystals have been forming on this earth and recording energies and being shaped by them for up to 400 million years. They have been refined and morphed by Mother Nature over all those years. Every kind of gem and mineral has been perfected by Mother Nature to filter a particular energy. Now, there are lots of great clinical books about the body's electrical field. One of them is called The Body Electric. It was published, I think, in the 1990s. It's subtitled Electromagnetism and the Foundation of Life. It's by Robert Becker, MD, and Gary Selden, and it breaks down how different parts of the body resonate at different frequencies. Well, for thousands of years, various cultures have said that there are seven crucial energy points on the body. And these are called the points of the chakra. Sanskrit means, in the Sanskrit language, chakra means wheel of energy or portal of energy. That you have these seven distinctive portals of energy on your body. And you've probably seen illustrations of this before. Those seven chakra points are supposed to be the crown of your head, the top of your head, then the third eye position right there around your forehead, then your throat, then your heart, then your solar plexus, and then around your navel, and then finally, the last one is kind of around the top of your legs in that area. They call it the base or the root chakra. And so the idea is that the highest frequency is at the crown or the top of the head. And as it sort of goes almost like it's going down the spine, really, the lowest frequency is that root or base. And in the same way that colors are associated with certain frequencies, you know, like red is a low frequency and purple is a high frequency, there are traditional colors associated with each of the seven chakra points as well. Think about a guitar for a moment. If a guitar has just one string that's out of tune, the entire chord you play sounds bad. So think of your body's seven chakra points as being like seven strings on a guitar. And they all need to be in tune for your body's energy to be in harmony and feel right and be powerful. So if you line up the seven chakra points with seven stones that are appropriate for those points, it should help to correctly tune your entire system via sympathetic resonance, making you not only feel better, but also be a much more powerful manifester because of all that. But here's a twist. Now we're going to get into the good part when we come back. I'm going to connect Oregon with chakras, but then I'm going to throw a curveball at you that I bet you won't see coming. I bet you won't see this coming, and it's fascinating, and it shows you why that I have created this new kit. I only have 150 of them, though. There are a lot of people out there who practice chakra techniques of aligning the body for wellness and all kinds of purposes. And what they will do is they'll lay down, or they'll have somebody else lay down, and then you take seven stones, because there are different types of stones that traditionally will filter the energy that is needed at a certain chakra point. So, for example, one stone that's supposed to be good for the crown is quartz. And then you have a stone that's supposed to be good for the third eye location, which is amethyst. And then for the throat would be sodalite, etc. Now, there are different crystals that you can use that will supposedly filter that particular range close enough for you to use it. So it's not like you can only use quartz for this or amethyst for this, but you know, you can experiment and pick and choose your favorites. So people do this all the time. But here's the twist. What if you don't even need to actually place the stones on your physical body, but just a picture of your body? Huh? Yeah, so now we're sort of combining all of this with a radionics concept. Combining all this will make a much more powerful manifester out of you, and you should feel better and even be able to help others more easily and effectively. All this brings me to my new invention. I started working on this years ago and experimenting with it years ago, and I call it my Master Manifester Kit. All right. Here's how this works. And I have a lot of notes here because I'm going to try not to forget anything. The Master Manifester Kit, it's a box that has some pretty impressive stuff inside of it. One of the things is the most powerful Oregon accumulator that I have ever created of its size. And it's a little glass vial. You can see a picture of it on the website there at mastermanifestkit.com. And manifest is spelled M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, Master Manifest. So this is called the Master Manifest Store Kit, but the website is mastermanifestkit.com. And this organ accumulator, it's got, yes, it's got layers of conductive and non-conductive material, but the most amazing thing is it actually has meteorite dust as the base layer. Seriously, meteorite dust. I got special access to a supplier of this. There was a Nantan meteor that crashed in the 1500s around present day China. And I'm telling you, there are chunks of this meteorite in museums around the world. And I met a man who had some of the dust from this, and I thought, boy, would that not be something amazing to add to an orgon accumulator. So you get the orgon accumulator, which you can use in any kind of way that you want, all right? You can put this thing in your pocket. It's got the antenna on it, which is an additional thing. You can take the antenna on or off to make it easier to put in your pocket. You can use this anytime you need a bioenergy boost. That's the principle. So you get that. This is handmade, custom-made right there in my workshop. Next, you get 7 powerful chakra stones. You have quartz in there, amethyst, sodalite, aventurine, tiger's eye, calcite, jasper. You get these powerful stones. And here's the cool thing about them. You can either lay down and place them at your chakra points and meditate that way. Or if you have a certain chakra point, a part of the body that you think is out of balance, let's say like your stomach or something, well, then you can take one of the stones for the stomach or like the sacral chakra or the solar plexus chakra, and you can carry that with you. But here's what I started doing, and this is what really started blowing my mind. I printed out a photograph. I had my wife, Lauren, take a picture of me standing there with my arms down. You'll see this on the website. She took a picture of me. I printed it out using my printer here in my office with typical 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper so that my figure is approximately 10 inches tall. And I put the chakra stones on the appropriate chakra points of my photograph. And much to my surprise, I got almost the same effect from doing that as I did from putting them directly on my body. I will not say it's as powerful, but it definitely has a powerful effect. And if you can't walk around all day with a chakra stone glued to your forehead and your belly button, well, then this is a pretty amazing method. You can have this set up almost like on an altar or in a special place at your home. Anytime you're not using the stones, you have these stones lined up on a picture of yourself. And even if you, and of course, I can't provide a picture of you, that you got to provide that part of the kit on your own. And it doesn't even really have to be a photograph. If you are artistically inclined, then you also can draw a picture of yourself and represent yourself or get, you know, a painting or some kind of a rendition that represents who you are. This is okay in radionics and psionics. And so, and it doesn't have to be a certain size. I mean, the important thing is that you just kind of get the stones where the chakra points are. And this is all explained on the website. There are illustrations in the instructions there that show you where those points are. Okay. Let me just tell you, the next thing is, and I'm really excited about this because this is one of those things, I don't know why I've never produced this before. Many years ago, I came up with what's called a virtual wishing machine, and it is a design. It is a pattern, a radionics pattern that I created, and as a matter of fact, I have a gigantic poster of it. I'm looking at it right now, sitting over here in the corner of my studio, and I look at it every day, and I think about what I want out of life, and I look right in the middle of this pattern. The middle pattern is actually a rendition of the Milky Way galaxy. That's what the center is. And you focus on that. You focus your thoughts on the center of the galaxy. And then it's surrounded by all these little offshoots, which shoot out in all directions. And those are also ending in little miniature versions of the Milky Way galaxy. I've used this pattern for so many years. I can't even remember when I started using it. And then I, at one point, made up some little business cards that had this pattern. And I would give them out to people from time to time. And the other day I was talking to Lauren, and Lauren said, wouldn't it be cool to have one of these that's made out of metal? And instantly I envisioned it. And I was like, yeah, that would look fantastic. So I started searching around, and I got this manufacturer. And let me tell you, I created my virtual wishing machine as a metal plate. It's the size of a business card, and it is made of stainless steel with authentic brass finish on it. And I mean, it looks so beautiful. Stainless steel with the brass finish. It looks like a bar of gold or something like that. And it pops so much. When you look at it, it helps you manifest what you want. And I took all these things and I put them together, and I put a picture of myself with the seven chakra stones. And then I put at the top, right where my head is, I put the Orgon accumulator. And then at the bottom, around where my legs are, I put the manifestation plate. And I just envisioned, okay, this Orgon accumulator is on a psychic and spiritual level, it is exuding this enormous power supply of bioenergy. That power supply is going down my spine, boom, 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 charging and tuning every single one of my chakra points, culminating in this heavy-duty virtual wishing machine plate where I look and place my wish, my manifestation. It's got everything there. It's got the bioenergy booster. It's got the chakras lining up to keep everything organized and make you a very powerful conduit. And then finally, it's got the place where you focus your manifestation and fire all of that personalized energy out into the universe. This is the Master Manifester Kit. And the great thing is, you can use it all, like I've explained, on a tabletop as a ritualistic thing, or you can disassemble it and do experiments. Like I say, one day you can just say, I want to take the wishing machine plate with me in my wallet. Or you might say, today I want to pluck some the chakra stones. Or today I want to lay down for 30 minutes and put the chakra stones on my physical body and see if it aligns things. Or today I want to go out and I want to have the greatest charisma and the greatest success on this date or whatever. So I'm going to bring this little Orgon accumulator and put it in my pocket so that it superpowers my charisma. You can disassemble these little things and use them in the field for experiments. But then you always have the ability to put them together in this little ritual. But that's not all. I decided to throw in a couple of free bonuses. I'll tell you about that. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I swear my life has gotten so much easier since I started using this kit every day. And just the concept of it expands your mind and your spirit and your faith. And it just helps you become this focused, balanced manifestation superpower. And I feel fantastic. Every single day I sit down and I focus on this thing. So, but the thing is, I only made 150 of these to put on the website, and I could not make more if I wanted to because I don't have the supplies. I don't have more meteorite dust. These are all the metal plates that were produced and so on. So again, right now, if you get one of these things, you're very lucky. You get a handmade Orgon accumulator that's superpowered by actual meteorite dust. Try finding that anywhere else. A super bioenergy battery that lasts forever. Next, you get seven powerful chakra stones that I handpicked that you can either place on your body or on a photograph or a visual depiction of your body. Next, you get the the really nice, beautiful metal virtual wishing plate exclusively designed and produced by me. Stainless steel, brass finish. But whenever I... or whenever I'm going to send you something, and this, and these are all assembled and they will be shipped immediately. Mobius will ship these things to you immediately when the order comes in from North Carolina. But I like for you to have something, also that you can do, that you can enjoy while you're waiting to receive your order. So here is the first free bonus. In 2021, I believe it was, I did a presentation here in Las Vegas that has never been released. This was part of the Finding Your Magic series. It was from Finding Your Magic 2. And I gave this presentation in front of a crowd called Orgone and Chakras. It is a high quality video, almost an hour packed with amazing content you probably never heard before. Basically, if you were interested in what I've presented on this particular podcast, talking about Wilhelm Reich and Orgon energy and chakras, and it's all of that stuff, but I dig even more deeply into it and I show you visuals and there's some humor, you know, I interact with the crowd. It's like you got to be there for that part of the conference. This is, you'll get a private link to that sent to you as soon as you place your order, and you can watch that online. And I really, I'm very proud of it. And I've been sitting on this for a couple of years, waiting for an opportunity to release it when I had a product to go with it. So you are going to get that free, never released movie. It's the only way that you can see it. Okay. It's never been released anywhere else, but this was unexpected. So when I was putting together, when Lauren and I were by hand sitting down and putting together these Orgone accumulators, I was in a bit of a time crunch because I was about to go out of town. And so I called my buddy Jason Sirachi and asked him if he would come over and help us, because Jason Sirachi, he lives here near Las Vegas, and he is one of the world's greatest UFO videographers. You probably know that. I've talked a lot about Jason. And if you want to see some of his videos, just go to VegasUFOs.com. VegasUFOs.com. He even takes people out into the field and with third generation night vision and does UFO sky watches with them. You can schedule that right now if you go to VegasUFOs.com. Jason, he came over to my house, and first off, my doorbell wasn't working, which was weird. So anyway, then he texts me and goes, "I'm outside." So I open the door, and the first thing he says is, "Dude, I just filmed a UFO over your house." Like, what? He says, yes. He's standing there waiting to come in to help us put this kit together. This is broad daylight. And he goes, "I just filmed a UFO over your house." I said, "Come on in. Let's see this." Now, mind you, here we are standing next to a pile of Orgone accumulator parts and wishing machine virtual plates and chakra stones. I mean, like, so it's not that shocking that a UFO would be flying around over my house. He pulls out his phone, and sure enough, here's like this. This video was over 1 minute of this dark kind of egg-shaped object just flying, sometimes even tumbling a little bit, it seems, but just flying right over my house. Pretty as please, as you please, it just zooms right off into the distance. I mean, trust me, it wasn't a balloon. I don't know what that was. In fact, by the time you hear this podcast, I believe Jason and Mobius will have that video uploaded at VegasUFOs.com. If not, then check out my social media. I'm on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren, Facebook, and I'll probably have it posted there at some point as well. But I think it's going to be at VegasUFOs.com. Go look at that video. Well, anyway, Jason had another surprise for me. He comes walking in. He goes up to the workshop, and he said, "I would like to contribute something to the kit for free for all the people who are going to experiment with this." I said, "Well, really, what do you have?" He swears that he can manifest more UFOs, and for that matter, whatever else he wants, by carrying a small bag filled with chunks of broken Herkimer diamonds. So we're not even talking about full Herkimer diamonds. These are like pieces of Herkimer diamonds. And it doesn't look like broken shards, though. It kind of looks like little, they almost look, they're like so smooth. They almost look like they're tumbled or something, but it looks like a little bag of diamonds. And he said, I would like to put a little bag of these Herkimer chunks in every single one of your kits as a free gift, because that also is going to be interesting to see if other people have the same manifestation success that I do when they carry this around. I said, absolutely. Thank you. How cool and generous is that? So Jason Sirachi, who's been all over TV, you've seen him on all the TV channels. His footage has been featured all over the place. Jason Sirachi has actually he sat right there with his own hands and put the select Herkimer chunks in the bags. So you're not only going to get the Orgon Accumulator and the Chakra Stones and the Metal Wishing Plate, you're also going to get these Herkimer chunks from the great ufologist Jason Sirachi of VegasUFOs.com, and you're going to instantly receive the link to that. It's really like, you know, it's a almost like a little documentary. It's almost an hour of me standing there giving a fully visual presentation about Orgon and chakras to a crowd in Las Vegas. You're going to get all that. But you got to be lucky, because, again, I only have 150. So now's the time. And trust me, if it's sold out, there's no point emailing me and asking me if I can find one more somewhere, because again, I don't have the supplies. Master Manifest Kit, MANIFEST, mastermanifestkit.com. So that's a lot of information for you, but it's all very exciting. And if you get one of these, as always, please use the tools wisely and for the good of all. I mean, it's made my life so much better, and you should make your life better and make everybody else's lives better.